confidential, but several tentative loan agreements matters of the press. So this one here, Related Company, who's one of the private developers, right, of the whole Hudson Yards, there was a $250 million loan from Deutsche Bank, okay, to finance the deck over those tracks. According to a person with knowledge of the negotiations who asked not to be named because the deal wasn't final. But the banks are in there, right? I mean, because these private developers need money, right? Related has a tentative commitment, this is another thing, with the Bank of America and other lenders for $400 million of finance on the $1.2 billion tower, that's the South Tower, the first building to go up, said the person who asked not to be identified because talks were private. The financing package should be completed by the end of the year. So you get these deals, it always goes back to the banks, right? Then they came out with this. This is the third one, last one. We're almost finished. Starwood Property Trust. So this is like a private investing firm, right? Private money wants to make money. So so Starwood is a private property trust. Said in a release that it led the origination of $475 million for the overall construction loan of the first phase of the project, and that it will fund $350 million. The remainder will be contributed by Oxford, the other private developer, overall the project, and the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Joiners. These equity investors here were advised by J.P. Morgan, which is also providing $100 million. So all, you know, now, this is interesting, because I said to myself, see, I don't know anything about private equity and real estate investment firms. I mean, are these like wealthy people who have so much money and they just want to put it, you know, make loans in real estate? And I didn't know, but I did find this story about Starwood, which I thought was very interesting, which was, and this was May 10th of 2010, Goldman Sachs is close to a deal to provide $2.2 billion in financing to a group led by Starwood Capital in its bid to buy this whole hotel chain. So even behind these private equity real estate companies, you have these banks making these loans. Well, that's a lot, $2.2 billion, you know. So, but there is an alternative. First of all, we have to educate ourselves about the buddy system. I mean, that's like basic to understanding how to change anything. Okay? And then you can look at something called the Federal Need Act, which Dennis Ron had talked about. Dennis Kucinich put it in Congress, a very brave man. Ron explained it. There's a few things that would go towards changing this funding on Hudson Yards. So interest-free lending to local government. Interest-free lending, no interest. And you just have to say the principle of that. Taking the power to create our money that we need to live away from private banks. It's all done in the law. And this is very simple to do, because when I worked at Citibank, I was dealing with the accounting in the bank. And this is simply a very simple accounting change. It's very simple. I mean, I can think about, you know, writing specifications for it today, what would happen, you know. 25% of new federal money given to state governments as grants to be used as the state sees fit, not to be told to use it for this or that, okay?
It's very interesting, but this is all overwhelming for me as an average guy.
Does anybody have any questions?
It's overwhelming. I gotta deal with this. Millions and billions.
There's few of them, and many, many, many of us.
If they have the power, they have the money.
That's right.
They have the power, just we're ignorant. We're ignorant of the system.
The politicians are being bought.
That's
we don't have a democracy. We have a poor government. It's the best government that we can buy.
That's right.
Everything I've learned in school is bullshit. There's no democracy. Our legislatures are being bought. What power do I have to do anything? I go to vote, and then I do what they want after I vote.
Well, the devil's advocates would say you can buy the underwriter shares and be the one making the money.
That was.
And they would challenge you and say, what's wrong with that? And if there's not anything wrong with that, you're full of you know what.
You had a question.
In other words, that was my devil's advocate question, that why can't we just buy the shares in the underwriters and be the ones and be the underwriters? Why doesn't that solve the whole problem?
Because the problem comes from the system. You have to change the system.
Who's making the money?
U.S. history has many, many U.S. history with money, if we knew it, you could go back. There's a long history of government issue, non-inflationary money in this country. But we have not been taught that history. Every colonial government issued from its colonial legislature public fiat money. And that was the reason that those colonies were so prosperous. And the parliament asked Benjamin Franklin, who was representing the colonies in London, they said, how come the colonies are so prosperous? Because in England, they had such poverty. Oh, it was horrible. And they said, how come the colonies are so prosperous? And he said, that's because our government issues its own money so people can have an economy. So there's a long history we've never been told about. We're one of the few countries in the world that have this history of public
debt-free
money. They don't have a history in Europe.
But seriously, how would you counter that? In other words, after your ad saying we should privatize, etc., and share, then they have their counter ad saying just buy the shares in the underwriters, just buy the shares in the banks, and you'll be the one making the profits.
Yes, but I believe the American people are motivated by caring for each other. I mean, they'll tell you Americans are selfish.
But they would still say if the American people are the ones who own the share, who own the underwriters, then the American people will have the money and share with them. And only the profits will be going to us. Well, that's just like our pension funds and our big owners and our mutual funds are big of the banks. In other words, I'm assuming that there is something wrong with that logic. But if you can't explain it to the public, they're not going to vote against it. Because it sounds plausible.
I lost the thread of what your alternative is.
Well, the alternative that would be presented to keep people from agreeing with you is they can just own the shares of J.P. Morgan Chase and Morgan Stanley and the underwriters and be the ones collecting that profit, collecting that interest.
Every day in our newspapers and on the internet, you are given alternatives to what I'm talking about. They'll never talk about what I talk about, but they'll talk about state banks. Well, that doesn't get rid of these guys in this system.
You mean like the Bank of North Dakota?
Yeah, it's a public bank with private ones. Not public.
Yeah, but it's owned by the state.
They're not?
And they're not FDIC insured.
It's a loan.
The public media, the media is not going to talk about what I talk about, because that's what gives the money power their power.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. I'm just as I said, just playing devil's advocate here. In other words, you've got to be able to counter their counter arguments.
Well, should we kind of wrap up? Is there anybody else want to ask something? Sorry, we went over time.
You have to be able to.